Israel has long been grappling with what to do with tens of thousands of African asylum seekers, mostly from Eritrea and Sudan, living in the country. Since 2005, 64,000 Africans have entered Israel over its border with Egypt, and an estimated 37,000 remain. Many of the asylum seekers say they have fled war and persecution, as well as economic hardship. The issue, though, has posed a moral dilemma for a state founded as a home for a people fleeing persecution. In southern Tel Aviv, a poorer part of the city where a large migrant population has grown, anti-migrant sentiment has also risen. Earlier this year, the government announced it would deport thousands of the asylum seekers to Rwanda, giving them $3,500 and a free air ticket to leave. But that plan was replaced with a new one. In a televised address, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a deal to relocate over 16,000 of the asylum seekers to Western countries like Italy, Germany and Canada. The remaining 20,000 would be allowed to stay in the country. For Mr. Netanyahu, it was meant to be a circuit breaker.
It's a good agreement. I'm very glad that we achieved it with the UN Commissioner on refugees. It enables us to solve this problem in a way that serves, protects the interests of the state of Israel gives a solution to the residents of southern Tel Aviv and other neighborhoods, and also for people who came in into Israel. I think it's a good solution, a proper solution.
Sigal Rosen from Israel's Hotline for Migrant Workers welcomed the agreement, albeit begrudgingly.
We are sorry that Israel couldn't find it in its heart to absorb these people. From what we understand, the others, those who will remain in Israel, will be granted a status for at least 5 years. And we really hope that the Israeli government will stop abusing them and will respect their rights as refugees.
Asylum seeker Teklet Michael, too, felt it was a better deal than the previous deportation plan.
That makes me happy. Really, I'm happy because I saw in the last few years a lot of people lost their hope because of that deportation to unsafe place. Because we saw in the last few years a lot of people are really dead and lost in those countries. So I'm really happy today.
But after all that, within hours of the announcement, the plan was quickly shelved. Mr. Netanyahu took to his Facebook account to announce he had suspended the agreement, saying he would instead consult with residents in southern Tel Aviv. The reversal came after members of the Netanyahu coalition government had sharply criticised the deal. Jewish Home Party leader Naftali Bennett said it risked making Israel what he called an infiltrator's heaven. Adding to the confusion, Italy and Germany said they had no knowledge of the deal, both saying they had not received a request. Rashida Yousafzai, SBS World News.